you remember what the those real coarse hairs that grow up on the back of a hog's back are called?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. And the male, when it matures, will have two teeth sticking out.
Husks. Or tusks.
All right. And what do you call that long thing that you fill up with feed or maybe with water for the animals?
Trough.
Mm-hmm. And more than one would be?
Troughs.
Okay. What about a wild hog around here?
That's a boar.
Right.
Or javelina.
Okay. And what's the difference between a boar and a javelina? Is there any difference?
Well, I would think so, in that we think of boars as being tame enough to use them domestically, but a javelina, you wouldn't have one for a pet.
Mm-hmm. They're just naturally mm-hmm. wild animals around here. When you... if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do with him? You gotta fix him some way.
Alter him.
Okay, is that the term you would use?
Here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when calves are real little, they make a loud noise, especially when they're being weaned. What would you call that? The calf is...
Well, in sheep, it bleats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a hog?
No, a calf.
Oh, a calf. Mm-hmm. Balls.
All right. And what would you call the call that cattle make about feeding time, that kind of low, well, I would say pleasant sound?
That's the one I've never heard.
All right. And how about what you would call the noise that horses make?
Whinny.
Okay. If you have horses, mules, cows, and they're getting hungry, you'd say that you have to go out and
feed them.
And if you have a lot of things like hens, turkeys, and geese, and things like that, you'd say, I'm going to feed the
chickens.
What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting.
Okay. And what do you call the place where chickens are kept?
Roost.
All right. And what about one that's just a little shelter that's basically in the open? I mean, it's a very crude little shelter with nothing much more than a roof over it. What would that be?
A shed? No. I don't know.
When you said roost, what did you have in mind? What kind of a structure would that be?
Like right in stair steps up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't never heard of a chicken. Chicken won't go to bed flat on the ground.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. Chickens have a special piece that kids like to pull apart when they get that.
Chicken?
Uh-huh. And what do you call that?
Drumstick?
All right. Well... Yeah, they like to eat the drumsticks, don't they? But there's one piece that they like to pull apart.
The wing? Oh, wishbone.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat, like the liver, the heart, and the gizzard, and so on? What are those called? Do you have a name for all those things in general?
Mm-hmm. You save them and make gravy out of them. What in the world are they? I don't know.
All right. Can you think of the same thing in a hog? What would the...
Chitlins.
All right. And now by chitlins, you mean...
The rind. It's really the bacon rind that...